T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, a cloudy sky now. 77 degrees. We have had some light rain in the area and some rain here, and a little bit heavier rain as well over the past hour or two. Congress ends the long summer recess with a government shutdown deadline and calls for gun violence legislation.
The first order of business for Democrats is forcing a vote in the Senate on a House-approved measure expanding background check requirements to private gun sales.
It's right at the intersection of what is really effective and what can pass.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are the only lawmakers blocking the bill. McConnell did not mention guns in his return to the Senate.
We'll be moving forward as many of the regular appropriation bills as possible.
Congress is facing an October 1st deadline to approve federal spending and avoid a government shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former Kansas Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann says he plans to run for the state's first district seat in Congress. Mann, who was lieutenant governor for former Governor Jeff Collier, announced his candidacy yesterday. This announcement comes 2 days after the 1st District's two-term incumbent, Republican Representative Roger Marshall, announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, which is held by Senator Pat Roberts, who is not seeking re-election.
A proposal to equip Sedgwick County TAG offices with renewable energy is moving forward.
County Commissioner Lacey Cruz wants to use solar panels at both county TAG offices. The cost would be at around $250,000. But Cruz tells KSN News she believes the panels would pay for themselves.
These solar panels are expected to last 30 to 40 years. We will then have to replace those. But once we pay them back in 12 to 13 years, we'll then see a savings of $15,000.
If the plan proves to be successful, they may add panels to additional county buildings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The federal health authorities have issued a warning against a maker of e-cigarettes over its claims.
The Food and Drug Administration blasting Juul over its claims that using its product is safer than smoking, ordering the company to stop making claims that are unproven. They're also telling the company to turn over documents about its marketing, education programs, and nicotine formula. A Juul spokesman says the company will fully cooperate with the FDA. This as the American Medical Association is urging the public to avoid using e-cigarettes amid the nationwide investigation of a lung illness outbreak. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Coast Guard rescuers pulled 4 trapped men alive from a capsized cargo ship Monday, drilling into the hull's steel plates to extract the crew members more than a day after their vessel overturned while leaving a Georgia port. All 4 were described as alert and in relatively good condition and were taken to a hospital for further evaluation. 3 of the South Korean crew members came out in the mid-afternoon. The 4th man, who was trapped in a separate compartment, emerged 3 hours later. Gigantic ship, and they were drilling holes in the bottom of it, which was, of course, sticking up out of the water. Huge ship. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With clouds and moisture lifting in across Wichita, we could see a few isolated showers or a thunderstorm early on. Otherwise, we become partly sunny and breezy throughout the afternoon with a high in the upper 80s, close to 90. Tonight should be dry but still breezy. Our low 73. Sunny and windy again on Wednesday with a high near 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have a cloudy sky, south wind at 13 miles per hour and 77 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here, about 7:33 on this Tuesday morning. Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. On this date in 1912, the jungle character Tarzan made his debut as Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs, first published in the All Story magazine. I thought, wasn't there a series of Tarzan books, Ted, like 8 or 10 of them?
I believe so.
I have never read one. I don't know if you have.
I never did.
We just did. We saw the movie, right? with Johnny Weissmuller. And
of course, you mentioned the pronunciation. Whenever you hear someone in the early part of the 20th century pronounce it, they always say Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Yeah. When did Tarzan come into?
Maybe that's just Kansas, you know, because growing up as a kid, hey, Tarzan. You know,
whenever you see someone pronounce it in a black, and it's always Tarzan.
Yeah, so here's just the story. Of course, if you're not familiar with it, and I'm giving you the basics because I don't know how a little child got lost in the jungle and was raised by apes, but that's the story, right?
Basically, yes.
And there's these people come through, these white hunters come through, and the woman falls in love with him, and they go swimming together, semi-naked, and it's a lot of fun there.
And, oh, yeah.
Of course, all of a sudden, he's wrestling lions. Johnny Weissmuller, he wrestled lions with his bare hands, right? Alligators, whatever it was.
All sorts of activities in the jungle.
Johnny Weissmuller had been an Olympic swimmer, like 3 or 4 gold medals. And so he turned out to be, I guess, an okay actor. I don't know. The bad part was, if you watch the series over the years, as they keep doing these Tarzan movies, he gets older and older. And toward the end, they've got him in a suit of clothes.
Kind of destroys
all the magic.
Wears it out a little bit,
Anyway, so I did think sometimes I feel like some of the guys I knew growing up had been raised by apes or lower primates, and they behave that way anyway.
Wow.
Okay. But riding an elephant, if you've ever ridden an elephant, it's not like Tarzan. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. Maybe he stood up on his feet behind those great big ears. Okay, we got this video that's gone crazy. A Massachusetts man posted this video on social media that appears to show the driver of a Tesla sleeping as the car speeds along a Boston-area highway.
So he's not really a driver.
He's a passenger. Tesla's have an autopilot function, but the company says drivers are expected to remain alert at all times. Dakota Randall took a video Sunday that shows the driver's head drooping down. Randall said the car was a Tesla. In the passenger seat, another person appears to be sleeping. The video is shot on the Massachusetts Turnpike in Newton. Randall says the car was traveling 55 to 60 miles per hour. And he honked a couple of times to try to wake up the driver, but he did not call police. State police say
He didn't wake up the driver. The driver There is no driver.
He tried to wake the driver.
Trying to wake the passenger.
The person in the seat. Okay, thanks, Ted. State police say they are aware of the video. A Tesla spokeswoman declined to comment on the video. Well, the thing is, you pointed out, the car was working pretty good.
Apparently.
The guy was asleep. It's moving along pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't have a report of a gigantic crash and tons of dead people, so it must have done its job well.
Yeah. Now, we have a new car. Shelly and I just bought a new automobile, and it has some pretty good safety features, including the lane sensor that if you veer off to the left, it starts vibrating.
Really?
It's at the cruise control. I know some of you are already aware of this. I hadn't known about it because I hadn't bought a car for several years, but the cruise control, you set it, Ted, and if you get behind a car that's going slower, it'll automatically slow down to keep the distance, perfect distance. And then if you just move to the left, it speeds up. So that's pretty cool. Of course, you got the camera for backing up, but I'll tell you what, if you've got the backup camera, I advise you to don't trust it altogether. Oh, and the other thing is, in that regard, if somebody walks close to while I'm backing up to the side and the camera doesn't catch him, a little beep goes off. So there's a lot of good features
there. A lot of things going on there.
But you still got to be alert. You still got to be awake. All right. I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Starkey. We were out to be part of the golf tournament yesterday at Crestview Country Club. And Jamie Reed.
Yep, the 36th annual Starkey Celebrity Golf Tournament.
They've invited us out the last few years to come out when the tournament ends and pass out award the prizes.
Yeah.
Some nice prizes they had brand new golf clubs and golf balls, all kinds of stuff. And so what happens is this year, Jamie Reed told me, she's with Starkey, she told me that they had a full contingent this year, like 140 golfers.
Which is fantastic.
And so it's a big fundraiser for Starkey.
Yeah, it helps Starkey and all the great things that they do, of course. They've been around for 90 years, and that means that some of those facilities are 90 years old, and they've been on a big campaign to redo that and build some new buildings that will really catapult them for the next 90 years.
And they're just about to make
They're pretty close to finishing that goal, too. Yeah. So it's that's pretty exciting times at Starkey. And, boy, they help 500 people in this community every day of every year to live fuller lives, and they just do such a fantastic job.
Helping the people to live on their own as adults, who in the past might not have been able to do that. Many of them work, have jobs, and it's Starkey's a great thing. It's a great thing to have here in Wichita, and we salute them all. Now, if you're one of the people, and it was a lot of mostly men, but there were a couple of female teams,
yeah,
and they did really well. And there was a Crestview again. It didn't seem as hot as it had been last year, but I think it was because we had a nice breeze going through there.
That's putting it mildly.
That
wind was really blowing yesterday.
Some of the people, and then they had a little lunch for them, and we were privileged to pass out the awards. So thank you again.
You said two of the tents blew over, the hole-in-one marker, the longest putt marker blew away.
Well,
it was a little breezy out there.
Maybe they didn't have them nailed down good enough. Yeah, that breeze is going to blow. We know that. And, it's blowing. It's not going to blow much today, it doesn't look like. We only got a south wind at 13. And you came to work a couple hours ago. You said it was rain. You got some rain on your windshield. Then we heard downtown at Channel 3, Bronnell Williams, saying they had a good rain downtown, too. So here we are.
Little raindrops here on a Tuesday morning.
If you look at the radar, though, it's pretty spotty. Not much going on. Just it's very spotty, which is kind of typical for Kansas weather, I guess. All right, it's coming up on 740 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Can the 737 MAX be back in the air for the holiday travel season? Well, we're going to talk about that coming up in the Wichita Business Journal update with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.